It has been 4 weeks since Ball State students last saw their classmates and professors in person on campus in class as a result of the pandemic. Final exams for the spring semester are at the end of this month, barely 3 weeks away. Time ticks onward. Problems are being faced one at a time. Plans as to how to teach various classes have been drafted, redrafted, and written again. Summer classes at Ball State will all be online. But then comes the fall semester. Then what? The same questions are being exhaustively mulled over by faculties around the world. So we will start again with our part of the world and our university here again this Friday morning with Ball State President Jeff Murrins about the institution's progress through the fog of this pandemic. And President Murrins, welcome again.
Thank you, Stan. It's always good to be with you.
So where are we now? Of course, it has been officially announced that summer classes will be online. But I must ask you about the fall, because among my faculty colleagues, we're all wondering, well, with this pandemic and with the social distancing working, it appears, that do we want to go back too soon? What are your thoughts on that? And what has your team come up with so far?
We have been planning for a variety of contingencies, including the fact that all of our students will be welcome on campus in August. But we've also been developing some contingencies, both for the academic programs as well as for student life and housing and dining, in the event that the transition back to a more normal campus experience continues through the fall. We've also been proactively communicating with all of the admitted students who have applied for admission. For next fall, we've been hosting and transitioning what would be on-campus tours and admitted student events. We've transitioned those to virtual campus tours and virtual conversations with our prospective students, with our current students, and also virtual financial aid information sessions. So we continue to be very actively recruiting students and encouraging returning students, and as I say, planning for a variety of contingencies.
Well, how is the university responding to requests for reimbursement on tuition for students as it shifted to online courses? Is it planning to reimburse students who don't feel like they're getting what they paid for, so to speak?
We've received requests for reimbursement for housing and dining. And as you may know, we've been providing a reasonable credit to those students who were required to move out of our residence halls back in March. We're providing credits as a way to encourage those students to return, and we believe that those resources will assist them with continuing their education. We certainly don't want them to stop out, because all of the data shows that if a student leaves an institution in the middle of her academic career, there are many obstacles to returning. So we don't want our students to stop out. We haven't really received requests for tuition reimbursement. And, you know, I think our faculty and students recognize the value of completing the courses. It may not be completing in the way that they had originally planned, but they certainly are completing those courses so our students can graduate, and completing those courses so that all of our students, undergraduate and graduate, can continue to make progress to graduation. And I'm proud and grateful for their creativity and their persistence in this difficult time.
The reason, of course, for all of this is the pandemic. And would you comment, please, on the number of Ball State employees with COVID-19, so far as you know and so far as you can say? Can you say anything about the loss that the Ball State family suffered? Professor George Ganage, who is suspected of passing away from COVID-19.
Well, first, I'm pleased to report that the very small number of cases that I'm aware of faculty or staff who have been infected with COVID-19 are recovering. Our deputy police chief is recovering well, and I understand he actually may be able to return to work next week. But of course, across the university community, we were sad to hear the news about George. He was an assistant teaching professor in the Miller College of Business. He joined our faculty in August of 2017, and in just a very short period of time, he established a strong reputation with our students as being a good teacher, a good mentor, a good coach. And so, as I say, he was admired and respected by all who knew him well, and we will miss him.
Over to a more happy note regarding the activities of the university during this pandemic. One Ball State Day, the fundraiser, one day online fundraiser, which was quite successful in its inaugural launch last year, seemed to break records this year. Can you tell us about that, please?
it did break records, and we're grateful to everyone who participated, our faculty and staff and students, and of course our alumni. And we raised approximately $530,000, the vast majority of that directly directed to support our students. Last year, we had a little over 4,000 donors and gifts, and this year we had nearly 5,400. So I'm grateful for my colleagues who planned and executed the event, and for all of those who participated by generously giving their financial support to our students.
There were two focal points of One Ball State Day, two funds to support students in need. This year, especially because of the pandemic, a lot of the One Ball State Day funds will go there, the Viral Student Emergency Aid Fund and the Take Flight Fund. Could you tell us about those two funds, please?
Well, as we know, many of our students are first generation or they're Pell Grant recipients, so that we know even before this pandemic that our students had significant financial need. And then, of course, as a result of this pandemic, those needs have only increased. So those two funds will provide our ability to deploy flexible resources to enable our students to return and to persist and to graduate.
And as we close out today, Terry Heifetz is my news director at IPR and also a colleague of mine on the faculty of the Department of Telecommunications at Ball State. And President Mearns, you have a special shout out for him?
I do. I want to give my respect and appreciation to Terry. He is a member of the Indiana National Guard Reserve, and he was called up last week to help sort and clean and distribute medical equipment across the state. So he's been called up to Indianapolis, and want to express my pride and appreciation to Terry for his service to our country and to our community. And we're all very grateful to Terry.
Indeed we are. So a salute to Terry. And President Mearns, thank you again for being with us this week.
Thank you, Stan.
And now over to the IPR forecast here for this Friday, April 10th at 51 past. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 46. Still a chilly day. Northwest winds not as stout as yesterday. Gusting today up to 20 miles an hour. Widespread frost. That's the main news item in the weather. Widespread frost, mainly after 4 a.m. overnight. Otherwise partly cloudy with a low around the freezing mark. Frost tomorrow morning. Otherwise partly sunny. A high of 56.